Guess what? The U.S. job market is still hot. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the third day of October. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news headlines, Fed Chair Jerome Powell gets an earful from small businesses. President Biden on the 10 targeted drugs and what that means for millions of Americans. Jamie Dimon becomes a soothsayer and what he said about AI. So what does the future look like for electric vehicles? We have a report on that as well. Oh, and vehicle weight is increasing. Think parking garages. We've got the Wall Street Report and attention, Netflix users. We have news. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us and learn about some of the big business news headlines of the day. You want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X, it is at IOB_NewsHour, and over at Threads, Insight on Business. Well, the Labor Department had a surprise for us, as U.S. employers posted 9.6 million job openings in August. That number indicates the job market in this nation remains hot, and it was the first uptick in three consecutive months. In looking at the details of the report, one sector was responsible for the lion's share of jobs, and that was in the business and professional category. And this August report is a blow to the central bank, who believes that a hot jobs market means employers must pay higher wages, which in turn leads to higher inflation. Openings and quits are down from their 2022 peaks, while the unemployment rate at 3.8% in August remains near a half-century low. And inflation? Well, that hit a four-year high decade in mid-2022, has decelerated markedly over the past year, raising hopes that the Fed can achieve a so-called soft landing, raising rates just enough to rein in rising prices without tipping the economy into a recession. We shall see. In a related story, Fed Chair Jerome Powell left Washington and made a stop in York, Pennsylvania, where he got an earful about inflation and interest rates from small businesses. The Associated Press is reporting that small business people who are grappling personally with inflation, high interest rates, labor shortages, and other challenges of the post-pandemic economy had plenty to say. Powell, along with Patrick Harker, head of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, traveled to York to learn about the efforts of the longtime manufacturing hub where York peppermint patties were once made and their attempt in York to diversify its economy. Well, the business people they spoke with were generally optimistic, but expressed a range of concerns. They're still having trouble finding all the workers they need. Higher interest rates have discouraged some of them from expanding, and higher costs and a chronic difficulty in acquiring enough supplies have persisted. One outstanding comment from the small business people to Powell was this, quote, "lower the interest rate," end quote. Why? Well, many small businesses use credit to expand their business, and rising interest rates have put a big barrier to expansion. President Biden announced that all 10 of the drugs that have been targeted for Medicare price negotiations are going to play ball. The AP is reporting that the manufacturers have agreed to participate, which now clears the way for lower costs, which gives the president a win going into the election season. The drugs include the blood thinner Eliquis, which the White House said was used by more than 3.7 million Medicare enrollees from June of last year through this past May, and has an average out-of-pocket cost of $608 per enrollee for last year. Also included is diabetes treatment Jardiance, which was used by nearly 1.6 million Medicare enrollees and had a 2022 out-of-pocket cost per enrollee of $490. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced in August the first 10 drugs selected for the negotiation process and said manufacturers had until Monday to agree to participate and submit manufacturer-specific data. In all, last year, 9 million seniors and other Medicare beneficiaries paid more than $3.4 billion on those 10 drugs alone. The markets lost lots of ground today, and the Dow gave back all of its earnings since the first of the year. What's going on? Well, it's called increased bond yield. Just ahead of the close, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.75%. That's the highest level since August of 2007. The two-year rose to 5.13%, around its highest level since July of 2006. Tough news for the housing industry as home mortgage rates increase as bond yields rise. The numbers from this dismal day and why are coming at you in just a bit. So what does the future hold when it comes to work and life expectancy? J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon has a prediction. He became a soothsayer today. Forbes is reporting that all the concern about artificial intelligence is misguided, and he sees U.S. workers putting in 3.5 days of work each week and living to be 100. He sees the technology vastly improving business and the work-life balance of their employees. What is odd about all this is that Dimon is a fierce advocate of long-established career norms, like working hard and being in the office. But he says future generations of employees could work a day and a half less every week, thanks to AI. He also said that work-life balance using technology will improve and workers will live to be 100 years old. Now, if all of this is going to happen, it better happen soon. Why? A recent report says the life expectancy in the United States fell to 76.4 years this year. That is the second major drop in the past 2 years. For context, life expectancy in the United Kingdom is 80.9 years, and in Canada, it's 81.7 years. So let's hope that Jamie is spot on. You might be surprised when it comes to the scope of growth in electric vehicles on an international basis. CNBC is reporting that the International Energy Agency, or IEA, released a report saying it expected global EV sales to jump 35% this year compared to an already record-setting 2022. Also, IEA upped its forecast of EVs' share of the overall market, saying they could account for 35% of new vehicles sold globally by 2030. All that is a big increase from IEA's prediction last year that EVs would account for less than a quarter of the 2030 market. The accelerated forecasts reflect continuing trends in EV demand that will have major implications for the worldwide energy industry. Meanwhile, in a separate report, a study says that with vehicles getting heavier due to batteries, parking garages may have to change. According to that report, the average vehicle's weight has increased from 1.5 metric tons in 1974 to nearly 2 metric tons in 2023. In a statement, it said the reason behind the weight increase was due to electric and hybrid batteries and the size of cars increasing. Moving forward, that may mean structural changes, including charging stations in parking garages, and maybe a little bit more weight-bearing. See what you learn here? Well, it was an awful day for the equities, but it could have been worse. As investors were eyeing the job opening report, we watched the bond yields accelerate. At one point, the Dow was off by over 500 points. In the end, the blue chips fell by 430 points to settle at 33,002 and gave back all the gains from this year. The NASDAQ fell by 248 points to close at 13,059, and the S&P 500 cratered by 58 points, falling to 4,229. West Texas Intermediate crude on the day, it rose to $89.56 a barrel at news time. And by the way, we looked once again at the 10-year T-bill. That rose to 4.79% at the close. And finally, there is this, and this is about Netflix. The New York Times is reporting that Netflix is the latest streamer with plans to hike its subscription prices. Citing anonymous sources, subscribers who already shell out the most for ad-free access to the service will be the ones hit with the increase, which is expected to roll out in a few months after the ongoing actors' strike concludes. Like Disney and Warner Brothers, Discovery, Netflix recently said that its ad-supported plans bring them more money per user than its ad-free subscription. The company last raised rates in January of 2022. The amount of the latest increase could not be learned, according to the Wall Street Journal. In a separate move aimed at boosting its revenue and keeping subscribers hooked, Netflix is looking to expand its merch business. Huh, just what you need, a Netflix hoodie, right? Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.